You can't protect the city, man.
Deep Cut Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks.
Hands above the table.
I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep.
I'm gonna change it up.
Do that.
I was thinking like I'm Tommy. I've seen too much stars.
And together we are
the Deep
Fred Geeks.
Sorry,
our rookie podcast.
Still a little shell shocked there.
All right, can we try again?
Sure.
Okay.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks. You can't just shotgun past what you did and expect me to walk away unscathed.
Our weekly podcast is talking about food, movies, comics, TV shows, general geek news.
What is going on? Fall apart of the seams. Matt, you dirty little
birdie. I came in at the wrong time.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey, Leviticus.
Hey, Matt and Tommy.
We got Leviticus here with us today.
Levati.
First time in a while for the
yes.
Leviticus.
Yes. Levati.
So long I've become a virgin.
Oh. It just goes back after a while. We revert. You end up reverting.
You seem pretty...
I've been reverted.
Let's start over. Reset.
Okay, time to start.
We're Superman to travel back and to fly around the fucking world to turn back the time. When
and there we go.
And we're there.
Boop, there it
Doctor,
is.
Doctor, where are you? Son of a bitch. Come take us back in time and get rid of all this cuss words and dirty talk.
Marty, did you hear the kids these days? They're cursing and everything. It's your kids, Marty.
It's your kids. They even refer to shrimp as bitches, Marty.
Marty, they're showing their underwear and genitals on the internet, Marty.
I think this is a great start.
Gee, Doc, that's crazy.
Was that good? Was that good, Michael J.
121 gigawatts! 121 gigawatts!
Did my voice need to be more shaky?
Oh! Did you know if you go on a, what is it? One of the mechanic stores online, and you put 121 G?
That's what, yeah.
It comes up with
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah, O'Reilly.
I looked at it, yeah. It actually does.
Flux capacitor.
You can buy a flux capacitor at O'Reilly Auto Parts online.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You search for the part, yeah.
Someone
fun fact.
I put it on Facebook. It was like,
I think it was me.
It was M.W.
It was totally me.
It was M.W. Marty,
we gotta go back in time and change time stream so you don't get Parkinson's disease. Sorry.
Quick, Marty, eat these stem cells. You can only get them in the future, Marty.
Parkinson's disease is a very serious disease and not funny unless you're making fun of Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Funny. And next week we will have Michael J. Fox on the show
to shake things up a bit.
Oh. I'm so sorry, Michael J. I'll do anything to make it up for you, to you. Anything, I swear. Anything? Yeah, anything, Michael.
I don't know where I was going. I just turned it into Michael J. Fox.
It's all
right. For a reason.
It's all good. Marty, I need you to go back in time and bring me some toilet paper.
All right, so...
I'm a lot in the future.
Back to our regular scheduled program. If you've never listened to us before, we are Deep Fried Geeks. We get together and talk once a week about geeky stuff. You can check us out on several forms of social media. Facebook, Twitter,
Tweets.
Instagram.
Instagrams.
We would love for you to also go on iTunes and leave us a review.
Ooh.
And a comment. Even just comment, even if you want to say, hey, you guys suck. Stop making fun of Michael J. He's my boo.
He's my boo.
Leave a comment like that, just so we get some comments on iTunes, so we can spread our wings and fly on there. So this week, guys, we are doing a regular format. Regular format is we geek out about a bunch of different stuff that we want to geek out about.
Geek out!
So we always start off with what format, Tom?
Well, we like to start off with movies that we've seen. So our
movie pick of the week!
Yes! It is movies we've seen, but lately we have been going kind of on a, like a movies in the future thing.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're going to get back to the theater, buddy.
Movies we're looking forward to, I guess you could say.
Yes. I'm looking forward to a movie this week, Tom.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to eat some Skittles while I watch it because it's colorful like this movie's going to be.
Makes sense.
Yes. It's going to be March 24th. That gives you a hint. Leviticus, what movie comes out?
That was an awesome transition.
That was pretty cool.
Actually, it's my birthday's coming out on the 24th.
Yay! Go Levity Rangers! He's getting older. Happy birthday.
I'm pumped for it. I might go. I don't know when I'm going to see it, but I want to see it.
Have you seen the reviews online?
I don't care about the reviews online.
Yeah, what are the reviews?
It's nostalgia for me, so it's just like, I have to go see it because of nostalgia.
Yeah.
It really, that's what it comes down to.
It's part of our childhood.
Whether it sucks or not, I gotta go see it because those were my Rangers.
So if you haven't heard yet, Saban is doing a complete reboot of Power Rangers, correct?
Yeah.
If you should have seen the trailers, you guys have seen all the trailers,
they're
right?
Everywhere.
Brand new kids.
Well, yeah, for the, yeah.
All still teenagers with attitude. The internet webs have been blowing up for the past year because they're changing so much stuff.
Twitch.tv has actually been broadcasting.
Yeah, they crashed.
They crashed it. Power Rangers from the original. Power
Rangers, really?
The very first episode. And they're just going through the series. They've done it. It's been like a week or two now that they've been doing that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so you can go on Twitch.tv. Or, like I did, I went on YouTube and found them too. Netflix has it right now.
They used to be on Netflix.
Netflix has the original
series.
That's
why I watched the original ones on Netflix. There's like 200 episodes of the original.
I know, it's crazy. The only one I care about is when Tommy came in.
The Green Ranger.
Tommy is your favorite?
Oh,
you have a man crush on Tommy?
Ranger.
Our Tommy's met that Tommy.
I did, I met Tommy.
You did meet
David
Tommy.
Frank.
JDF, son.
That's on my bucket list. I want to meet
him. He's pretty awesome. I'm going to throw that out there. And if you're listening, you're pretty awesome.
He still does martial arts too.
Yeah, he teaches classes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
All around BA.
He's all around badass.
All around BA. Doing spin kicks and stuff.
So, you're asking about the reviews. It has a 44% rotten rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't look at that anymore.
It has 2 stars on IMDb.
Okay.
And it's the Google ratings is 5 out of 10 stars. I read some reviews. Pretty harsh.
Yeah.
But
you know what it is? It's the fact that the Black Ranger is not black.
Yeah, what's up with that? He's blue now. How can I follow that? The Asian guy or girl is supposed to be yellow.
Oh,
the black one's supposed to be black. I can't follow him the whole time.
There's a video floating around on social media of Zordon being a racist.
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
I think they should have switched up the colors. Like, they should have done off colors.
Had Jason
the Future Ranger.
Where's the Camo Ranger? Where is he?
I'm over here. Over here, Zordon. It's Hump Mason. Hump Mason Pork.
His Zord's a lot more.
John Deere.
John Deere.
That's American Great again, Zordon.
Really funny.
The Guy Ranger. Pink.
What other new ranger do you think they should bring into it?
I was trying to think of like a Middle Eastern ranger.
Oh gosh.
In terms of a camel.
Camel sword.
I'm wearing my turban.
The Sand Ranger.
Ranger. It's just a cream color.
His helmet looks like a turban.
Oh god.
Sorry, I had that.
You have the red and yellow ranger, it'd be Hulk Hogan.
Let's bring a smackdown on these putties, brother.
What you gonna do when the Power Rangers run wild on you, dudes?
What else? Because obviously they'll do the San Francisco Ranger. Or it's bright pink.
San Fran Ranger. They can do a polka dot ranger.
That would be what awesome.
What would his Zord be?
Or what about Dalmatian?
A Dalmatian?
Or what if they like made their powers unite and they ended up being a Rainbow Ranger?
Rainbow Ranger.
They're like, but our powers Captain unite. Ranger. And then I go, Captain Planet? And they're like, what are you doing here?
This is not your
story. Get out of here.
Okay.
I want to see a Captain Planet movie. That's what I want to see.
Okay. So if they make Eric Clapton, Captain Planet movie. So if they made a Captain Planet movie.
Comes alive.
The Captain Clapton.
If they made that movie,
come to the Superdome.
It would have to be a comedy, right?
Captain Planet.
Yes.
Why would it be a comedy?
Because I don't know, just like I've always looked at it as a comedy for some reason. Because
I think
it is,
they would have to
like
go.
As a grown up looking back at it, it was a ridiculous show.
Yeah, it was very political and like environmental, like throw in your face.
I think if they went the Guardians of the Galaxy type route,
yeah,
fun, funny,
yeah,
taking
yeah,
itself
yeah.
kind of seriously
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
I think then they combine together and they become Captain Planet played by Al Gore.
But they don't combine together. They just combine
the
powers.
And then he appears? Like, how does that work? I never
Earth,
really watched too much.
Wind. Fire. Heart.
Heart.
All these badass powers and then heart.
Junk.
Junk.
Pollution.
Yeah. So they're
farts. Secretions.
Vomit.
Sperm.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
So just combines together to make Captain Dump. Like a giant brown bad guy.
Captain Pip.
So, what are you guys most excited about for the Power Rangers movie?
I just want to see some old school kick buttery.
I'm interested about the all around. So it's a complete reboot of the original series. You know, I'm excited for Zordon. Just how they bring it all together.
Alpha 5.
I could care less about, you know, if it's good or not. It's more about nostalgia.
Just
for
fun,
me.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, like they would have to completely screw up this movie for the fanboys not to like it. And for people, no, that's not
right.
true. For fanboys like us, not to
yeah,
like,
yeah, we're pretty open to good, bad, ugly.
Yeah, we're not super huge Power Ranger fans. Like we're
yeah.
Power Ranger fans, but we're not like.
We have like I've watched every season and I own every single Megazord and
I know the whole history of the Power Rangers.
His ranger goes back in time and
Zordon was once a ranger.
And then he meets Eric Clapton. And they're going shore together.
Zordon and Eric Clapton. Best bromance ever.
And then we meet Cartman and
Hashtag relationship goals.
Range relationship goals.
I'm looking forward to the Zords the most.
Yeah, because they look pretty awesome.
And then just to see them tear stuff up, and I want to see
Transforming Megazord's power stuff. I want to see. I hope they bring like the back where that's like the big sword, because that was always like the big epic finisher. How he always like defeats the big bad guy with the sword.
Boom! Every episode was always the same thing.
Yeah,
dude, the effects.
There's only very rare times
the effects in the original Power Rangers. Holy shit, was it good?
Oh, I love it.
Super good. Got a cardboard suit. cardboard suit. How'd they make their suit smoke?
What are you most excited about for it, Tom? Just for fun?
Yeah.
Kick
buttery.
Are you guys? Are you guys scared about anything?
No.
Not really a movie that can scare you.
Rita would be the only thing that might worry me, like how Elizabeth Banks might portray Rita a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Rita was a dumb bitch.
I wonder how they portray her in the
movie.
My
White Ranger! My Ranger! After 10,000 years, I'm free! Come alive! Am I bad?
So you notice who the bad? You notice who the bad monster is, right?
Goldar?
Yeah. Which,
that's a lot of gold.
I don't know how I feel about their portrayal of Goldar.
Giant, like, melted gold monster.
So, a little bit of spoilers, but the reviews I read is a lot of the issues is that they basically just threw out the original series. They said it just completely differs so much that it's just like, they don't even, like, any kind of throwbacks or anything.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, is it's... I don't know, it's a new era, I guess. Who knows?
I did hear, though, that there are two original cast members in it.
Ooh, that's what I was hoping for.
Guest appearances.
Who do you think it is?
It's gotta be JDF.
It's gotta be JDF, and it's gotta be,
You don't think JDF?
And it's gotta be... It's gotta be Jason David Frank, because he's the longest running ranger.
It's true.
He's been in almost every single series. He's been like six different rangers.
White Ranger, Green Ranger,
and then
Gold
the
Ranger,
other one
Time
I think
Space
would
Ranger.
Be Ash. No, Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly was
Kimberly,
by,
and her name is
Joe Mary Joe something Joe Johnson.
Ashley Joe
Mary
Johnson.
Jane Blige.
Mary Jane Blige.
I follow her.
And
Eric
Clapton team up when they saved.
Amy Jo Johnson.
Amy Jo Johnson. That's who I think it is. I think it's Amy Jo Johnson and JDF.
She should be like the teacher or
because
something at the school.
Billy quit. Zach quit. Trini's dead. And ASJ hasn't been in it in forever. He was...
They did a reprisal.
Trini
like,
died?
Yeah, she in real life.
Trini died in a car accident.
Yeah, that's why they had to...
Her
that's why they replaced
didn't,
her.
Kinda
didn't take over her... She didn't get to her morpher in time.
I apologize for that.
That's terrible.
It's okay.
No, I think... That the returning cast members have to be Skull.
Oh, that would be funny.
Oh, that
Hulk
would be pretty
Skull.
Cool.
Skull and Hulk.
Skull and Hulk would be pretty cool. That would be pretty sweet. They look exactly the same, too.
Yeah, they do.
I've seen pictures of them lately. So, Power Rangers comes out on March 24th. Check it out. I don't know if we're going to go check it out this week, because we still haven't seen Kong Skull Island or Beauty and the Beast. Leviticus has seen Beauty and the Beast, but... so go see Power Rangers March 24th. Comes out in the theater near you. Tell us what you think about it. Tag us in and on the Facebooks or whatever.
Insta something web stuff.
Hey, Tom, guess what, buddy?
What?
TV Pick of the Week!
Yeah! Who don't love TV?
TV, love TV. I have been watching Iron Fist. Iron Fist came out on March 17th.
Look at my cheek.
And it's been a little under a week, and I finished it already.
He's pretty hardcore, Mr. Machu.
13 episodes. Pretty much in 2 days.
How dare you?
Yesterday and today. I watched like 4 episodes today.
Man.
How dare you?
Then before work yesterday, I watched like 4. And then last night, I watched like 2. It's been pretty nonstop. Tom, how many episodes are you in to Iron Fist?
Still just 2.
Have you been watching anything else?
Nope, I've been like, all my free time has been going to like Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
So.
Still playing the Zelda Legend
still
of Zelda.
Still the Zelders.
Breath of the Halitosis. You watching anything right now, Leviticus?
Right now, Legion.
Legion.
And Walking Dead.
Yes, you've said good things about Legion, right?
By far one of the best shows I've gotten into lately.
Yeah.
It, very unique on their strategy of how they're doing the story. Ties into, pretty much, I'll give you the basis without ruining it. It's Charles Xavier's son that they're following.
Right.
Who thought that since birth, he was schizophrenic.
Okay.
And is starting to realize things. And the way that they're telling the story is very, you know, crazy and, like, visual effects. It's really, really cool.
Is it FX, right? Or
FX. Very, I mean, they're doing a really good job, in my personal opinion.
Do they mention Professor X much?
They have not mentioned him at all till last episode.
Okay.
a character mentioned that I know your real father.
They didn't call him by name,
but they
though.
Did not call him by name.
Have they named any mutants or anything?
No.
No. Interesting. I wonder why they're not calling him by name, because it's Fox, so they own the rights to...
Yeah, they haven't... What's interesting is they haven't brought any well-known mutants into the show.
That is interesting.
It's mainly... there's a set cast right now. No one new has really been brought in.
Okay.
They are referencing, what's the, crap.
Uh-oh.
What is it? The astral world?
That Charles used to go to all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a big part of the show.
There, okay.
Astral world, isn't it?
I think
is that what it's called?
Astral plane.
Astral plane.
Astral plane, yeah.
Which, that's kind of cool.
Where Charles is like the
understanding.
Boss because he's super mind.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Because he can walk and everything. In
really
it, yeah.
interesting in the show.
Okay. Yeah, I still need to check that out. You guys should definitely watch Iron Fist.
Yeah.
It's,
You should definitely watch, are you sure? You should seem to be... doesn't sound too convincing to the folks
but
at home.
As being a fan, anybody who's a fan of Marvel or has liked the Netflix movies so far, there's enough meat in it and enough further movement of the storyline to keep you entertained. Now, as a standalone thing, it's a big giant mess.
Okay.
Trying not to give too many spoilers away. A lot of fun, but too much stuff going on. Pretty much everything that I didn't like about Luke Cage, they're like, oh, these people hated this about Luke Cage. Let's add more of it to this movie. So, changing of villains, and this villain, and that villain, and this bad guy, and let's hop over in this storyline, and just too much downtime, and like 15 minutes in a boardroom meeting, and just a lot of just weird, strange decisions.
That's weird.
Not enough focus on Danny Rand. Too much focus on the supporting characters aren't strong enough to have focus on them. And there's a lot of focus on like his friends and supporting characters. Where in Daredevil, they were all strong enough where they could do a whole episode on Foggy. But for this, it just... there's a lot of stuff that doesn't work. But it is fun. And probably my biggest issue is you don't see enough Iron Fist. Like, you see a lot of Danny Rand and fighting, but he doesn't use his power very often. And they're trying to do like an origin story. But if you're going to call a show Iron Fist, at least by episode 6, I want to see him punching shit every episode. I want to see him opening up fucking beer cans with his hand. I want to see him grabbing chick's boobs with his iron fist. Like, just doing all sorts of stuff with his fist.
Wow.
Punching guys. Punching through walls with his fist. Changing light bulbs with his fist. Like, right? That's what you would want to see.
Yeah.
And they don't do that. And then he's supposed to be like Kung Fu Master, right? Like the best Kung Fu artist in the world. For being the best Kung Fu artist in the world, this guy gets his ass beaten awful lot. And not just against like big bad villains, against everybody. Like Joe Schmo.
I haven't seen him lost a fight yet.
Yeah, he doesn't really lose fights too much, but he gets hit way too much.
Yeah, because he needs it. That's how he focuses
his
chi.
But fighting just a regular Joe Schmo, minion, he shouldn't get hit 5 times. He should be blocking all the punches and moving around.
That's Daredevil's job.
All right. So if I had to give it a rating, I'd give it a 5 out of a 10. I had high hopes for it. I thought it might be my favorite Netflix series. One thing I did like about it, very low on the sex. And that was one thing I did not like
very
about
low.
Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, is there was too many like sexy scenes and...
So he didn't go get coffee with Luke Cage?
No. And not a whole lot of adult themes in this one, which I did enjoy.
I did not finish Luke Cage yet either.
There's some super sexy times.
There is. And that's what I liked about this one, is there's only, like, one scene like that. And so, and it wasn't very lovey focused like all the other ones, which is pretty good. So, definitely check it out, especially if you're a Marvel fan. That's what I got to say on Iron Fist.
Awesome.
So, don't let me discourage you. But it's not getting very good reviews either. But, as we talked about, you guys don't care what the critics think.
Not really.
I've just used to, but nowadays it's you can't go buy them anymore.
No, you can't. I agree.
They're not. It just the only one I'd probably go buy them on is probably Batman versus Superman. But,
Hey Tom, guess what?
Guess what?
Video game pick of the week.
What? Tiku. What? That's him going down the pipe.
Oh. So we know Tommy's still playing Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild,
Breath
right?
Breath of the Wild.
Have you beat it yet?
No! Like, the game is huge!
You're not playing it enough, Tom.
Yeah, I guess it's my fault.
I was surprised you didn't bring it with you today.
I was tempted to bring it, but you got mad at me last time. He's like, alright, no gaming while we do the pots. I'm sorry.
It is cool that you can take it anywhere.
That is the best part about
it. Cool.
And it has a really good
screen. I didn't
get mad
at you. I just said no gaming.
No gaming?
Just like, it hurt me.
I'm sorry. No. I didn't mean to hurt you. What are you playing, Levi? Leviticus?
Recently I got Titanfall 2. I've been playing that lately. And that is fun. It's a fun game, especially on the...
Are you playing it for PC?
Yeah, I'm playing on the computer. I don't have all those fancy boxes and cubes and Nintendo things. I don't have all those yet. So
Ten dudes.
So,
Playing it online a lot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, playing that online a lot, and it's a fun game. It's a fun game. So, I've also been wanting to get back into Mass Effect since the new one came out.
Did you buy it?
No, not yet. Been thinking about it.
Anybody who made Mass Effect or works for Mass Effect, send Leviticus free game.
Hey, send
winkety
it on
wink.
Over. Send it on over.
You can just contact us at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com.
We will free stuff. I hearts all the free stuff.
Matt?
All your free stuff will belong to us.
No, I haven't really been playing much. I've been binge watching some Iron Fist and working a whole lot.
Yeah.
You gotta bump those numbers up, bro.
If I have been playing, I've really just been playing WWE 2K14.
Getting his wrestling.
Old school.
Just pulling up wrestling and just playing wrestling. I like that one more than a lot of the other ones that are newer because it's got a lot of legends in it. Like, it has Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair, and it has Kevin Nash and Scott Hall and Mick Foley and Hulk Hogan and, I mean, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Like, it's got Jake the Snake Roberts, Mr. Perfect. It's got a lot of new guys in it, too. So that's why I like playing that one because it is pretty diverse in its characters.
Pretty dang spiffy, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty spiffy, if you ask me.
All right, that wasn't very much gamer pick of the week talk. But hey, Tom,
yep.
I got a game for you so you can beat Leviticus.
Oh.
You ready to
what am I doing?
Power up your chi here?
Oh.
Get ready to take him down. Power up the chi. Power up the Eric Clapton chi. So I figured since we haven't been together in a long time, that we would do a little bit of geek versus geek action, gentlemen. So I put a game together for the two of you to play.
We'll do it.
Let's do a little smack talk, Tom.
Smack talk.
Smack talk with it.
I'm going to take you to the bed. I'm going to make you say game over, son.
I thought you said, I'm going to make you say gay stuff.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
It just got awkward, son.
What am I, a 12-year-old kid on
cartoon? I know your mom. Your mom's hot. You're gay. She was over earlier. You're gay. I'm your mom.
You.
I'm going to come beat your ass. I'm gonna whoop you.
You suck, noob.
Noob. Noob. Hashtag slay.
So to celebrate the Power Rangers, I figured we would do a little bit of a game called Power Ranger Villain or Anime Character.
Oh,
some Power Ranger villains have some pretty weird and out there names.
There's some anime strange characters. Villains, yeah.
So I thought that we would do this, and then we don't have Larry here to keep score, though.
Oh, well, that's what you're here for.
So I will keep. You let me pull up my little notepad here.
Burn.
All right. Is that the music for it? All right. You guys ready? So what we're the rules are is I'm going to say a name, and then you just got to tell me if you think it's a Power Ranger or an anime
character.
So you
think it's the first answer
Power Ranger, villain, or anime? Nope. No first answer correctly. Just say your opinion, and then if you both say Power Ranger and it's both Power Ranger, then you get
both
one.
Good.
Yep.
Alright.
Oh, boy.
Sounds good?
I'm pretty.
Alright.
Do, 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 do.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know. I thought at first you're going with like the Pirates of the Caribbean theme. The
tears from heaven. That's the only Eric Clapton song I know. What's in a... Oh, cocaine! That's another Eric Clapton song.
That might be like a...
Captain.
She's so hot, she's so hot, so hot! Cocaine!
I don't know if I've heard that one.
Captain Clapton, save our souls!
Tommy wants to be held by Captain Clapton.
Captain Clapton, it just rings nice.
Captain Clapton, please take me back in time. Tommy wants to ride on your stiff shit.
With our instruments combined.
Tommy wants to ride in the DeLorean with you, Captain Clapton.
Dobie got a sock from Clapton once.
It's the best sock ever.
It was a Jimmy sock.
It had guitarists on it.
He used it after a performance.
Alright, you guys ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Alright. Power Ranger villain or anime character? Prince Gasket.
Power Ranger.
I'm gonna go Power Ranger also.
Oh, you're both right.
Yay.
1 point each.
Is it like a robot or like an engine?
I have no idea. I didn't do that much research. Oh. I knew you guys were gonna ask me those questions.
What was his name?
Prince Gasket. Prince
Gasket. I'll look up the next one.
I am a car. All right. Louis Kaboom.
Louis Kaboom? No, that sounds like anime.
I will go with Power Ranger.
Louis Kaboom is a Power Ranger character villain.
These are all villains, aren't they?
Well, they're all villains, yeah. Queen Machina.
Queen Machina?
Queen Machina, that's an anime.
That's gotta be an anime, because they're usually all male-esque characters, not too many female.
Boom! Power Ranger!
See, I knew it! They're all going to be Power Ranger villains!
I would never do something like that. Did you guys figure out who Prince Gasket is?
Yeah, he's like a robot kind of looking dude.
Yeah, he's weird looking.
What is he from? Did it say which Power Ranger?
No.
I think it was Zeo is what I saw.
Yeah.
What was the last one? Queen Machina?
Queen Machina. Alright, you guys ready for the fourth one?
Captain Clapton!
Amuro Ray.
Anime.
Amuro Ray.
Anime.
I'm probably butchering the name.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Okay.
What do you think, Tom? Tommy?
Amuro Ray? I'm going to go anime also. That doesn't sound like a ranger character.
Yes, Amuro! Alright, it is 3-2. Leviticus is in the lead. Taking the lead by 3 inches.
Tommy likes this.
2 feet.
Tommy really likes this game.
Goldar.
Power Ranger.
What are you doing?
I can give an easy one.
What are you doing?
The buddies.
Android 17.
Oh, anime.
Anime. That's obviously Dragon Ball.
That's easy.
Dragon Ball Pay.
Dragon Ball Captain.
Dobby likes Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball Pay, that's
that YouTube video I showed you.
Oh, okay.
Dragon Balls are warm. Dobby likes warm places.
Where's Miss Hermione right now?
I'm gonna summon the Dragon Balls to find Hermione.
Max Goof.
Max Goof? That sounds like a Power Ranger villain.
Only for anime.
Oh, Leviticus.
What?
Anime. So it is 6-4.
This stinks.
All right. Tanja Warriors.
Oh, that's of a movie, Power Ranger. The Tengu Warriors.
Power Ranger.
I guess I kind of gave that away. Yeah.
Like, Tom is pretty...
He's pretty sure about that. Tom's like, oh yeah, I forgot this one.
It was. This was the first Power Ranger movie.
Tricked ya.
When they went to the island and they had to fight the Tengu Warrior. Like, birds.
That's
right.
Astronema.
Astronema?
Yep.
That sounds like a disease.
You are correct!
Space disease.
Space disease.
Captain Clapton will cure you of your Andronema!
That sounds more like an Astro Boy.
Dobby has Andronema!
Dobby will take your disease and put it in my sock!
Dobby will give you a disease if you put something in his sock!
Whatever would you put in sock is not a... The sock is not a protective device.
All right, Tom, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the anime. It sounds like an Astro Boy.
What did you say?
He also said
anime.
Oh, you are both wrong.
Oh.
Power Rangers.
Astronema.
Dark Conda.
Dark Conda?
Dark Conda.
Dark Conda.
Dark Conda.
Shoot. Say it again.
Darkonda.
Darkonda?
Yeah.
Power Rangers Universe.
I'm gonna go with anime.
Darkonda?
Yeah.
Anaconda.
Are you Googling answers, Tom?
No, he's not.
Astronema. I was seeing who that was.
I'm right here, even if he was, so I can just
get the answer too.
Yeah.
Darkonda.
Darkonda.
Darkonda. I'm gonna go with Rangers.
Boom! Power Ranger.
No.
Oh, are we tied now?
Nope, not yet.
I think I'm buying by like two.
It is 7-6.
Oh.
Number one. Maximilian Genius. Genius.
Maximilian
Genius.
So what was that one? Like, Rita took a bunch of dollar bills and threw them in a putty machine?
Dollar bills, y'all! I'm gonna stick with my anime streak, and I'm gonna go Rangers.
I'm gonna go Rangers this time.
Make my millions grow
in the investment.
You're saying Rangers?
No, anime.
You're saying Rangers?
Anime.
And Tom of 2 stars on the board.
Damn it! It's tied up.
I'm lying. It was Leviticus.
Oh, that's fucked up. I was going to say that. I'm kind of... You're making me lose interest real fast. I love you. I stood up for you.
Thank you.
Okay. I said it was effed up.
I'm sorry, guys.
Blurp out that last word.
Sorry, we said it enough times. We're way over it.
Oh, okay.
Princess Sapphire?
Yep. Anime.
That's got to be Rangers.
Anime!
Stupid anime.
Dark Spectre.
Oh, that's Power Rangers.
Yeah, I bet that's Power Rangers.
Yep.
Usually if I guess the same thing as you, it's always right.
This isn't another easy one. Ivan Ooh.
Oh, that is Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yep, Power Rangers.
I said it was an easy one.
Alright.
Call me
Final
Ivan
one. Zenaku.
Oh, anime.
Yeah. Well, I'm going with Rangers. Why not?
Power Rangers! Thomas 2000 on the board! For real this time!
He's still one.
Still like one behind.
Yeah, you're two behind.
See?
Yeah.
One step forward and two steps back.
Captain Clapton.
11-9 is the final score.
Woo!
And you're winner of Power Ranger villains versus anime characters. To the upset victory! Leviticus!
I am upset.
I'm only upset because Tom Chuson wins everything.
I'm upset because you tricked me.
So you said we want a free massage, right?
Yeah, I'll give you a massage.
Okay.
With happy ending?
That's what hetero life mates do for each other.
Heck yeah.
full body massages.
And when it's all done, I want you to look at him and say, what a lovely tea party.
Oh my gosh.
Our Jay and Bob fans.
They know that. So to keep on the Power Rangers theme, who, I don't think we talked about this yet. Maybe we did. A little bit. Who is your favorite ranger? I know you said yours is the
Green Ranger.
Yours is the Green Ranger.
That's good.
Wasn't it?
How about you, Mr. Stars?
I do love Jason David Frank. But I would like to say, I don't know, I always thought Zach, the original Black Ranger, was pretty sweet.
Yeah. He was pretty cool.
He was a little underrated.
Yeah.
Him and his breakdancing moves.
Moves and kicks some butt.
Plus,
he had like the awesome battle axe.
I liked that awesome. After that, I really liked the Asian Black Ranger too. He was cool.
The Asian?
Yeah, there was an Asian one. You didn't know that? He wasn't the yellow. No. He was definitely not yellow. He was black and he was Asian.
Yeah,
he was like the movie. It was during the movie.
He's one of the most popular ones.
Yeah.
Zach. No.
No.
No. Rocky.
Rocky was the Red Ranger.
He was
Asian. He was an awesome
Aisha.
Asian.
Aisha became the new Yellow Ranger.
Yeah.
Rocky became the new Red Ranger. Tommy was still the White Ranger.
And then you had
Kimberly,
the Asian Black Ranger.
Billy was still the Blue Ranger at the time. What was his name? Oh, I know it.
I thought Billy was one of the first ones to go.
No, he left after. He was in the movie. He was still the Blue Ranger in the movie.
Yeah. The only one who wasn't in the movie was ASJ.
No, Aisha was new. Rocky was new in the Black
Ranger.
Aisha
was in the movie too?
Yeah, Aisha. She was the Yellow Ranger.
I'm trying to find out.
My favorite ranger has always been Jason, the Red Ranger.
What's
Red
the matter?
Ranger.
I'm a frog. I can picture that. It's like when he gets all their Zords.
Yeah.
Adam Park. Adam. Okay.
What's
the matter, Adam? He's like, I'm a frog.
Yeah.
Do you guys hear
that
about...
That movie was awesome.
I love that movie.
I'm going to rewatch it. Because that was...
It was a good movie.
It was a good Power Ranger movie.
Did you guys hear about the Red Ranger who...
committed suicide?
Who became a murderer?
Pled guilty to murdering his roommate with his katana sword?
I did, yep.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes.
And then Dobby came in.
Dobby cleans up the blood.
Dobby found some evidence that he was hiding.
Master Red Ranger, I'll clean your sword for you.
He gave me evidence to hide in his sock.
Clean your sword with my sock.
Put your sword
I'll hide in your sheath, Master Red.
Wait, hold on.
Nobody's got a sheath for you.
Wait, hold on. I found Hermione Granger's here. She killed him.
She killed him and hid him in his room.
OJ and Kato, you are dying.
I wasn't even heard the name Kato Kaelin for like 20 years until now. Thanks for pulling.
I'm the Red Ranger's Kato. Dude. I don't know, dude. I was catching some sick waves. I was smoking pot in my room.
Thanks, Kato.
Wait, Harry Potter? You're smoking Harry Potter?
This is some good stuff.
Oh,
makes
my
you feel
gosh.
Leviosa. You're the chosen one.
Usually this is the section where we talk about geek news, guys.
Yeah.
I could not find any geek news.
We've got some gamer news.
You talk about gamer news, and I will pull up a site and see if I can find some stuff.
Okay.
What's some gamer news you got?
Well, so the new Mass Effect game
just got released.
Which looks awesome, which I wanted to have a chance to talk with the stars of Tommy's. And
how many stars?
The Dosies. So there's been a lot of smack talk with this
game.
Quite
a bit, actually, yes.
There's been quite a bit. And what I have to say about those smack talkers is...
Man up?
Yeah, a little bit.
So people are just saying they don't like it? It sucks?
No, it's a good game. It's that there's been... They didn't spend a lot of time on the mechanics. So, like, the facial recognition, everything like that. When the characters talk... They're not matching up with the voices and everything like that. Yes, that is kind of like, okay, that kind of sucks.
It's a little distracting.
But it is still an amazing game.
Well, that can ruin a game, right, though?
Well, it can, but as long as the story's good. I mean, dude, we were playing Nintendo 64 games with awesome stories that did not have any moving parts at all on their
mouse.
Super
glitches, and yeah.
Right. So, you know, for a lot of people, as long as the story's good and it's a fun game and, you know, I don't know, it's still, I think it's still worth buying, definitely.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
Well, you haven't played it yet, though, so you don't know, right?
No, but I've watched pretty much the whole thing. Okay. Yeah.
He's a Twitcher.
Yeah, I'm a Twitcher.
Hey, guys, so Michael Pena has officially announced that he has a role in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ooh.
So we will see him. And he was the funny Mexican Lady Leviticus.
Oh, that's okay.
Your favorite character from the movie.
Yes, he was my favorite.
So that's a little bit of geek news. Not a whole lot.
I'm trying to think of what else we got going on here, gamer-wise. You got anything new to talk about, Dostars?
Have they talked about any new games for the Switch yet?
No, they've kind of talked about, you know, the big upcoming games.
So is the only game out right now is Zelda?
They have Zelda, 1-2 Switch, something else.
Ah, here's
a Bomberman game.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did read this today. Michael Shannon is supposedly the front runner to play Cable. So they Michael Shannon is the guy who plays Zod in Superman and Man of Steel. So they've been tossing a bunch of names around. The last name I saw was I've seen Nathan Fillion.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen who was the latest name on there? It was a weird choice.
I saw Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Pierce Brosnan,
I saw too. And then now the latest is Michael Shannon. Seems like a lot of weird choices, for sure.
Michael Shannon, I can see a Cable in him.
Yeah, I could too. How sweet would Liam Neeson be for Cable?
No.
I have a particular set of skills.
I have a particular set of
it's like a metal arm.
Mutants.
I must kill.
Disney's live action Aladdin film is going to be an explosive musical, they announced. Hmm. So Disney said it's going to be an official musical.
So that's the route that they went with Beauty and the Beast.
Was it a lot of music?
It was pretty much.
There's a lot of singing from what I heard.
Here's something I can say without giving
spoilers.
It away.
Spoilers. Oh, okay.
It's not really spoilers, it's the animated movie, real life. Same exact thing. I think they added a few things here and there. But for the most part, it was the animated movie. And it was the same songs throughout and everything like that. And I thought it was awesome. I loved it. So.
They have. How many songs do you think they had? In Beauty and the Beast?
It was. I think they added a new song. But it was like all the originals. Plus, they added a new one, so it was probably like, I don't know, 4 or 5 songs, probably?
Huh.
So it was all the original songs.
That's the most in any of the live-action Disney movies yet.
Yeah.
Probably because they had so much success from Jungle Book with the songs.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Jungle Book, I didn't feel it as much.
I haven't seen Jungle Book.
Yeah?
I think they're making these really good movies. I haven't seen Peach Dragon yet either. But they're putting them out at such random times. Like, they're trying to compete with all these, like, crazy other movies, so it's going to get overshadowed. Now, obviously, Beauty and the Beast, there's nothing really else going on, so it's a good time for them.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to, like, harken back to the whole cartoon musical thing, so that's, that makes sense. Aladdin was a cartoon musical, stuff like that.
I
want a Hercules, live-action Hercules. That would be awesome.
They didn't really have songs in
that. That would be cool.
They sang a lot.
Yeah,
like,
they did, yeah.
Zero to Hero.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I will go most anywhere to find where I belong.
Wow! Go, Tom Tom!
Then the whole Phil song where he's like training, like,
so you wanna be a hero, kid? Will whoop de doo.
Yard it now. Ian McKellen announced that he is going to be playing Gandalf again.
Ooh, and what?
Ian McKellen is going to star in a one-man show in London's Historic Park Theatre. Okay. The show is called Tolkien, Shakespeare, Others, and You. It will feature highlights of the actor's storied career, McKellen will be portraying some of his most famous roles on stage, including Gandalf.
Interesting.
Over a six-night span from July 3rd to the 9th, the show's going to invite audiences to be a part of his career. And he's going to have people come up on stage, and he's going to interact with them. It's designed to raise money for Park Theaters Foundation in order to keep doors open for professional theaters in. Pretty interesting. I'll go see that. He comes up with a Gandalf song.
He doesn't let anybody in.
He's selling
tickets. That's it. That's it.
Is people trying to get to their seat?
Yeah.
He's like, "You shall not pass unless you buy a ticket."
I think you should never let him do that.
That's just him
standing in the hallway. Won't let them go to their seats.
You shall not pass.
But the show.
You shall not pass.
But
shall not pass.
But
Eric shall not pass.
But Eric Clapton
shall not pass.
Captain Clapton bought me tickets.
Captain Clapton. Captain Clapton, he's a hero, playing rock music, and something's zero.
That's all I got for geek news, guys. Not a whole lot else. We're going to have to write our own Captain Clapton.
Rock song?
Rock song, though.
Oh, Captain Clapton.
Blues! Rock!
We should write a script for Captain Clapton against Diabetes Man. Captain Diabetes.
The Captain Clapton wins. With our powers combined! Alright, guys, hey, Tom, guess what?
What? In the butt.
Dobby has a smaller butt.
Okay.
Keep calm and geek on.
Find Dobby a sock.
A big sock.
Captain Clapton
does it in the butt.
It totally just came out.